Surely you have seen them. Cats, acting cute or frisky or bored even, in an endless parade of images and videos. Cats are so ubiquitous, they've become shorthand for the most trivial kind of internet clickbait. Now, a museum exhibit in New York suggests these feline videos can be more than a waste of time. NPR's Joel Rose has this list of five surprising things about internet cats.
Surprising thing number one, internet cat videos are a great mirror for the rise of online media.
The mirror that we place in front of this history of media on the internet happens to be a very furry one, using the cat as a subject for investigation.
Carl Goodman directs the Museum of the Moving Image in Queens. We're standing in the museum's new exhibition called How Cats Took Over the Internet, which traces the beginnings of user-generated cat video all the way back to the mid-1990s.
From the eureka moment of the webcam, which today is taken for granted, you know, this very slowly updating live image of something. And there you have what are the first kinds of things people did with that? They trained it on a cat.
Cats sleeping, cats playing the piano, cats contemplating the futility of existence in French.
Suis-je un artiste? Je toujours pense que l'art est futur, comme l'espoir.
And like other kinds of online media, cat videos have generated slickly marketed celebrities like Lil Bub and Grumpy Cat.
And, you know, I joked around like, aha, my cat's going to be famous, you know, to my friends. Like, as a joke, you know, not really expecting anything to happen. Eventually, a photo went viral, as they say.
Look at that face. That's how it happened.
Videos of the celebrity cat Maru jumping into various bags and boxes have been viewed more than 200 million times. But the organizers of this exhibition point out surprising thing number two, cats actually do not dominate the internet, although curator Jason Epping says it can seem that way.
By most measures, dogs do beat out cats online, not by much.
Epping says pets in general account for less than 1% of all traffic on YouTube. But surprising thing number three, watching those cat videos may actually be good for you.
But definitely isn't a waste of time. It has psychological consequences.
Jessica Myrick teaches in the media school at Indiana University. She recently published a paper on cat videos and their effects.
After watching these videos, people tended to feel better. They tended to feel more content, even more energized, and they felt less anxiety than other negative emotions were dampened.
Surprising thing number four, Myrick is not a cat person. She's actually allergic. Jason Epping, the curator at Museum of the Moving Image, says he doesn't have a cat either. But Epping says that's only made him more curious about why people find these videos so interesting. And he thinks it's mostly because of surprising thing number five. What we're really seeing when we watch cat videos is moments that remind us of ourselves.
The vast majority of a cat's life is not this, right? It's sleeping or eating or doing things that we as humans don't find as interesting. So what ends up bubbling to the top are these specific moments that I think we see ourselves in instead. I think it's that dichotomy that makes them really fascinating. You know, one moment they're just like us, another moment they're like aliens.
Furry, cute, viral aliens. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.